to A Hopeful Podcast, where we'll be celebrating the Week of Hope. My name is Laura Gallant. I am a research assistant at the Hope National Resource Center, and we'll be sharing new episodes with different themes related to hope, healthy outcomes from positive experiences. I talk with members from the Hope National Resource Center and others in our network about the importance of hope and how it changes the framework of care and connection within so many different sectors. I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for joining us for our special bonus episode on our Family Day during the Week of Hope. You're about to hear an interview with the hosts of a youth-led podcast called The Kids Court. Their podcast can be found on Spotify and other podcast platforms. They are also on Instagram, where they're selling merch. A link to their podcast is available in the episode description. We discuss the ways that they engage in the building blocks of hope through the production of their podcast. Please enjoy this episode. So if you all could introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about how you three know each other. Like, how did you guys meet?
My name is Julian. I am a co-host for the Kids Court. And how I met Owen was I moved to California with him when I was 4 months old, and I met Sammy because we play on the same soccer team.
So my name is Sammy. I am from the Kids Court. And so the kind of the reason why I met Owen and Julian was because I played with Julian on the soccer team, and he moved, it's been like a year, right? Since you moved. And so he moved a couple doors down from me, and we started hanging out. And then so Julian has been hanging out with Owen because they're best friends. And so that's how I learned, or like how I met Owen through Julian.
Yeah. My name's Owen. I am co-host for the Kids Court. I met Julian in like daycare. I think we met when we were 6 weeks old or 6 months old, sorry, not 6 weeks. And then I moved to Portland, and then I think a year later, Julian moved to Portland. So yeah, and then we've been playing on the same, or we played on the same soccer team. And then yeah, we've just been hanging out ever since.
Awesome, thank you guys. Yeah. And so how did you get the idea to do this podcast?
So me and Julian started off doing like a talk show on YouTube about soccer. It was called The Kids Pitch. So we made one episode, and then it was like too hard for us to do it because there's so many leagues in soccer. So we kind of just gave up. And then Owen got the kind of like an idea from the YouTube thing that me and Julian did and had the idea.
Yeah. So I think I got the idea from Sammy and Julian, like you just said. They were doing The Kids Pitch. And I was like, well, I think we all three know basketball pretty well, so I bet we could do a pretty good podcast on basketball. And we were originally going to do it with one of my other friends, and then he couldn't do it, so we decided to recruit Sammy. Yeah.
So do each of you play basketball then? Like, you said that you play soccer, so is basketball another sport that you guys play?
Yeah. I mean, we all play basketball. I play on Owen's team called the Eels. OP Eels, which in my opinion isn't the best name, but it's fine. Play in a league called Golden Ball.
Yeah, I play in the same league. I've been this is like my second year playing in the league, and I play on a different team, but I don't play with Julian or Owen. Our team name is the Laurel Hurst Blazers.
I play on the same team as Julian. I used to play basketball for a league called Rex Putnam. I was a second grader on a third grade team playing fourth graders, so it was really hard. But I made it through that season. We were terrible, and then I went back to Rec. And then I think this year I started playing with Juju. So.
And so what is your favorite position that you guys have played?
Mine's probably, I have pretty good ball handling skills, so I'm pretty good at point guard.
I like playing point guard too. I'm not really the greatest shooter, but I'm very good at passing the ball around the key and moving it, so yeah.
I like playing point guard when Owen's not playing point guard, but me and Owen are in at the same time. I play wing.
Yeah, me and Julian are kind of like the dynamic duo. Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. For like hope, when we think about, you know, healthy outcomes from positive experiences, we're all about creating positive childhood experiences. So I'm wondering what's been your favorite part about creating this podcast together and even playing basketball together too, or against each other, it sounds like.
My favorite experience from this podcast was just like kind of talking to my friends. Basically every week, we do one every week. We have a meeting. Because usually we would hang out every like 3 or 4 weeks. It was a pretty long stretch because, I mean, Julian and Sammy don't live far, but they live far enough
for us. It's like a 15-minute drive.
Sometimes.
Yeah, some.
But yeah, my favorite experience was just like talking to my friends every week.
Yeah, I like it. I like doing the podcast because sometimes it's less of a podcast going on Spotify, and it's more of just talking.
Yeah, hanging out.
Opinion.
Sometimes, yeah.
And I think that's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably my favorite part about it is kind of like the challenge of making a podcast. Because I feel like when you listen to a podcast, you don't really think about how hard it is, but it's actually really fun to try to get like a podcast together. Thinking of ideas is hard, but it's also kind of fun to be in that situation. Also, like, finding interviews is definitely like a hard thing to do, but it's also like fun to try to like figure that out and stuff, and like kind of treat it like a business. And it's fun to be like, yeah, but it's also really fun to have fun. So
yeah, I also have another so recently we have actually opened a merch shop.
Yeah,
that's been really fun to like kind of like getting into business a little bit. We've been like making designs for our shop. I've never really gotten into like business, like real business, but it's been really fun doing
it. And our Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to check out the shop, it's kids_court on Instagram. There's a link in the bio that you can click on, and it's a store.
What kind of merch do you guys sell?
Sweatshirts, shirts, hats. Yeah, Sammy's wearing some merch he made.
Yeah, I got like a custom. I think it's like a jersey.
That's like a jersey. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is the first podcast that I have ever done. Do you guys have any advice for me on like maybe editing or just what you guys think are best practices for podcasting?
I think it's like you definitely want to add like some like, I don't know how to, but like kind of, I don't want, you kind of want to add some like pep to it. So maybe like some light background music is pretty fun sometimes. If you get the community involved, it's better. So I know on Anchor, you can add like polls or Q&A. That's pretty fun usually. And yeah, like finding different interviews is also really fun.
Yeah, I also feel like letting the listeners be able to like have chances to like if it's like a quiz, it's really fun to like when you're listening to like be engaged with the podcast and the people who you're listening to. So being able to engage your listeners is actually a pretty good skill.
Yeah, especially like giving them opportunities too to come on your podcast. Like I think we've done 2 episodes of what we call listener trivia. So we get like different listeners and we like make up like trivia questions and we ask it to them and then they can like respond and yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so you guys are on Spotify, and is it Kids Court or is it Kids_Court?
The Kids Court. It's just Kids_Court is our Instagram. Also, we also have, it's also Apple Podcast. It's also on that and a couple other stuff.
Shout out to someone real quick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
His name's Ed. He made our logo. Thank you, Ed, for making our logo.
Oh, yeah.
Our old logo was pretty bad, and the new one is very good, so thank you.
Yeah, the old one had like basketball players that said the Kids Court, and it was hard to put on our merch.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being here and for taking, you know, your day off to chat with us and to share Kids Court with us.
Thank you for listening to A Hopeful Podcast and for joining us during the Week of Hope. If you want to learn more about Hope, access resources, or schedule a training, please go to positiveexperience.org. I would like to thank TJ Stevens, founder of Phalange, for the music used during this episode. I hope you enjoyed learning more about Hope, and we are so excited to have you on this journey to a more hopeful future.